time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
And good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. So thank you all for joining us, and if you have any questions, I can see one.
I am annoyed with intermittent soft stool. How do I get it to not be soft and stay somewhat hard? Thank you.
And only on this show do we talk about poop. The first thing that that means, by the way, is you're probably eating some foods that you're allergic to. So it's not a regular allergy, because when they check for allergies, they're checking what's called an IgE immunoglobulin allergy, not the IgG. So if you want to know what's causing that, then you would go to your doctor and you would want a food allergy test. It's a blood test, and it's called an IgG immunoglobulin food allergy test. And then you would eliminate those foods. The other thing that you can do is just add into your diet. I use psyllium hulls and diatomaceous earth. Both of those, a tablespoon of diatomaceous earth, a nice rounded teaspoon of psyllium hulls. You put it in a little juice or water and just drink that down. That'll firm up your stools and actually help clean out what doesn't belong there. So that's the way we open our show this morning. We talk about how your poop is, okay? So the other thing I wanted to talk about this morning is stress, because stress is really actually causing a lot. And there are ways to eliminate stress, some things that you can do. What we now know is that stress is a lot worse than what we thought it was. Anyway, stress, it can really cause a severe damage. Basically, there are some simple things that you can do. One is a very quick 3-minute exercise that will instantly change the stress response in your body. And then there's some 5 ways that you can eliminate stress. And the reason I talk about this, of course, is I've written a book called Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. A lot of information on that. Very good book. You can get that on Amazon, or you can go by brick and mortar store at Health Naturally. And we have the book there. Anyway, the emergency exercise, simple exercise that you can do for stress, this breathing exercise you simply do is you inhale and you increase the length of your exhale. These breathing techniques have been used by the Navy SEALs. Also, that's used by first responders and people who are constantly facing massive amounts of stress. It has a direct, apparent, and a positive effect on the functioning of the nervous system. And the best thing about it, no one will even notice that you are doing it. It's a breathing exercise. You simply inhale to the count of 4 using your diaphragm, then exhale to a slow count of 4. It's important that you expand your lungs completely and then fill them with as much air as you can and then empty them. So you start out with an inhale to the count of 4 and exhale to the count of 4. Now, when you inhale, inhale through your diaphragm and your lungs, and don't bring your shoulders up to your ears. So the breathing technique is very simple. You breathe into the stomach. It expands as you inhale and contracts as you exhale. And what you do to increase the effectiveness of this, as soon as you have the 4-4 ratio down and it becomes easier, then what you do is expand that exhale to 4-8. Inhale to the count of 4, exhale to the count of 8. And that's the next ratio. Then you can even move to inhale 4 or inhale up to 8 and exhale 16. Or inhale the same and exhale 20. each time what you do is you increase the length of the exhale. And what that does is it causes the vagus nerve, which runs from the neck all the way down to the diaphragm, to send a message to the brain to stimulate the parasympathetic nervous system and shut down the sympathetic nervous system, which is that intense adrenal rush that you get and that shaky. And that's the part of the nervous system responsible for rest, relaxation, peace, and digestion. So we want that. So when facing danger or any perceived threat, the body will instinctively either run or fight. It's also known as the fight-flight response. So this breathing technique prevents that adrenal dump and the fight or flight response. You may get it just quickly, but the moment you start that breathing and increasing the length of your exhale, that will immediately start fixing the parasympathetic nervous system and lowering the amount of adrenaline. It also affects the brain waves. You'll start to produce more alpha waves, which is a pattern that produces positive feedback. And brainwave states also indicate the help for creativity or that eureka moment. So that's what we call an emergency technique. Because it's used immediately to help de-stress the body. Then there's some other things that I put that I mention in my book quite often, and that's the ways to eliminate stress's impact on your health. It can really affect your health, causing upset stomachs, joint pain, difficulty losing weight, and these are all seem unrelated, yet they can have one common cause, and that's stress. Again, the digestive system is one of the places that respond the first to stressors because, again, if you have food in your stomach and you're under stress, your body doesn't care about digesting the food. It cares about that fight or flight response. So there are five things that you can do to help eliminate or limit the stress's impact on your health. Number one is controlled breathing, and I just went through that, and that's learning. It's called mindfulness or breathing with awareness. It's a form of meditation, and if you ask any yoga person or Tai Chi or martial arts or even ask any singer, you'll find out that breathing becomes critical. So you do the 3 minutes of increasing the length of the exhale. That's number one, again, and that's the most important aspect of the five ways to limit stress on your body. The next one is learn to laugh. Learn to laugh it off. Sometimes laughter is the best medicine. And take a moment to make a silly face in the mirror or remember a funny joke. Now, if you're under stress and you have a specific disease, Norman Cousins, a physician, he talks about learning to find things that make you laugh. And one of the things you can do with that is go look up movies or something and watch a movie that will really make you belly laugh. Because we found out that laughter will increase the effectiveness of the immune system. Number three is give yourself permission to walk away. Sometimes removing yourself from the source of that anxiety is the best thing that you can do and is the best answer. So whether it's a permanent step away or just taking a break, tell yourself that it's okay to walk away when your own health is at stake. Number four is make time to rest. And sometimes, as an example, the most important part of a day might be the rest that you take between breaths. So make time to rest. I mean, that rest between breaths is instant. And the other thing is laughter. Again, laughter is like an instant vacation. It's a way to rest the immune system, but also rest in the conventional sense. Take a nap, a power nap during the day when you need it. That'll make a big difference. And number five, find things that you are thankful for. Find things that you are grateful for. And taking stock of the things in your life that make you feel grateful can have a stress-reducing effect on the body. And brain studies and psychology studies show that when we express gratitude, we stimulate the dopamine reward centers of the brain and actually calms down both the negative stress effects, both the mood and the body. So take advantage of that, these things about how to de-stress your body. This is Eliezer Ben Joseph, and I'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me.
This is from Colleen. She asks, what natural recommendations do you have for low testosterone levels, low energy, and irritable mood? Thank you.
Oh, well, that can be because of low testosterone. Low testosterone can cause irritable mood, and it also can cause just the lack of drive. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you look out and you go, wow, it's another day, and you're ready to get up, that's controlled by the amount of testosterone that you take. Now, there's some really good herbs, what's called aromatase inhibitors. They help to lower the amount of estrogen in the body, because when progesterone falls and estrogen goes up, testosterone goes down, and the testosterone also can get converted to what's called dihydrotestosterone, which is a form of testosterone that's not a good form. It increases inflammatory response, and it can cause prostate problems and even prostate cancer. There are, as an example, Pygium africanum and stinging nettles and saw palmetto are herbs that are called aromatase inhibitors, and they can really help. Zinc is a mineral that is needed for the hormonal system to produce extra testosterone. There's an Ayurvedic herb called tribulus that's very good for raising testosterone. Also, there's a hormone called DHEA, and dihydroepiandrosterone, and that is a called the mother hormone, and that hormone makes all other hormones. Actually, it starts out with pregnenolone, which converts in the brain and then produces DHEA, and then DHEA makes all other hormones. For low testosterone, a woman can take about 25 milligrams of one pill, 25 milligram DHEA. Men can take up to 50, 75, even 100 milligrams. And then you take that for a while and then get your testosterone checked. For those that are really serious, you might need a prescription to raise testosterone, and that you would get from your physician. I would make sure that it's bioidentical testosterone and not the medrotestosterone, which is a steroid analog. And the other thing is the DHEA, when you take that, it doesn't have a feedback mechanism, so you don't stop producing. But when you get on a prescription of testosterone, then you'll actually stop producing some testosterone. We don't want that. So better than taking a prescription testosterone, use DHEA. Nature's Sunshine makes two forms of DHEA, one called DHEA-M for men and one called DHEA-F for female. And they're slightly different herbs that go with the DHEA. Some good techniques to use that increases testosterone is exercise, especially weightlifting exercises. That's one of the best things to help with increasing testosterone. Now, one last thing that can help with testosterone or help with the hormonal system and the immune system is some what called blue-green algaes. And you can either take chlorella or spirulina. And that can actually help give you a lot of energy while testosterone is being raised, and also helps to build the immune system. So it's also one of the things that help against radiation poisoning. So if you're exposed to radiation, you can take chlorella or spirulina, and it'll actually reduce the impact of radiation on your health. There has been studies by Russia where Russia showed that those people taking spirulina after the Chernobyl accident, and same thing in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, those people that were taking spirulina did very well and did not succumb to radiation poisoning. I think that answers that question. A very interesting article came out. Experts are warning about the future uses of self-driving cars that can be used for heinous crimes. No one really talked about that, but the future of self-driving cars is looking very bright. After all, dozens of companies are now racing to become the leader in the auto industry, and both the public and the private sector are working hard to deliver innovations that would benefit the general public through these automobiles. However, this bright future may be in jeopardy because experts are now starting to issue warnings about the future use of self-driving cars, which could involve crimes such as transporting illegal drugs or transporting weapons. Or even worse, they say that autonomous vehicles could one day be used by terrorists by turning them into lethal weapons. So there's plenty of hype and glory has been thrown around in relation to self-driving cars, and there are many benefits to society as a whole as well as to individuals, and they're going to create many opportunities that will certainly benefit many people. Yet on the flip side, they could also cause massive damage if they end up in the wrong hands. In particular, hackers could tamper with the onboard electronics and make them break away from their original programming. The studies were done by the Director of Ethics and Emerging Sciences Group at the California Polytech University. And typical crimes committed by unscrupulous individuals with the use of cars may evolve thanks to the advent of self-driving mechanisms. In a statement to the Miami Herald, Patrick Lynn, the director of the ethics group, says that self-driving cars may enable new crimes that we can't even imagine. So, in fact, an entirely new way to cause mayhem as soon as self-driving cars hit the mainstream. Right now, there's been instances where hackers have actually taken over cars and caused accidents. Anyway, these things are happening. There was another study with Duke University, the Pratt School of Engineering, and they thought self-driving vehicles could fall into the hands of hackers, particularly scary. Most people don't understand how easy it is to hack into a driverless car and then basically steer it off course. There's no way I'd put my kid in a driverless car right now, according to Dr. Mary Cummins. And an ex-Navy fighter pilot who serves as the lead in the humans and autonomy laboratory.
This is from Kathy. She asks, what can a man that has had a kidney transplant for 24 years do for gout? He is on immunosuppressive drugs and is diabetic. He has an inherited form of nephritis.
And so he's had a kidney transplant. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, one of the things, if you have gout, that's a nutritional disease, and that comes from the digestion of proteins or anything too high in purines. So certain foods can trigger that. One of the easiest ways to get rid of gout is just to become a vegetarian every other day. Or if it's really severe, 2 days vegetarian and then 1 day chicken, 2 days vegetarian, 1 day beef, 2 days vegetarian, 1 day fish, and you alternate the proteins. Of course, you make sure that the beef you use is grass-fed, the chicken you use is hormone and antibiotic-free, and the fish that you use is wild fish only. That will really make a difference. Now, he's going to have to continue with those immunosuppressive drugs, but if he's diabetic, if it's type 2 diabetes, he can actually help reverse that. He adds the spice cinnamon into his diet. And also for the kidney disease and to help the immune system is the spice turmeric, and that's that spice that you get in Indian food that has to do with curry. So the other thing is you'll have to stay on that immunosuppressive drug so that you don't reject a new kidney. And that becomes pretty important. You don't want to reject that because that will could cause death. But the thing you can do with diabetes is cut out all of those simple carbohydrates, drinking fruit juice, soda pop, even too much white flour, white potatoes, or white rice. When you have potatoes, sprinkle cinnamon on it. When you have rice, sprinkle cinnamon on it. And that's true cinnamon, and that will make a difference. Also, to lower your risk of diabetes, two minerals are very necessary. One is chromium, and we use chromium polynicotinate, not the chromium picolinate. The research on the two different forms of chromium, the picolinates can actually cause genetic damage, where the polynicotinate is chromium bound to vitamin B3. So there are ways of dealing with that. But the main thing is to get rid of that gout, again, 1 or 2 days vegetarian, and the next day you can add some protein back into your diet. But that will really make a difference. There's also an herb called safflower, not safflower oil, but the safflower plant. And you can take up to maybe 3 capsules 3 times a day for 2 to 3, 4 days, and that gout pain will definitely go away. The other thing, if the gout pain is in your feet, you can put your feet down on a far infrared hot pad, and you plug the pad in, put it on the floor on top of a towel, and put your feet on top of that, and let that far infrared heat go directly into your feet, and that will make a difference also in the gout pain. So that's a way to eliminate gout. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
One of the things I wanted to talk about quickly as we continue is the idea of detoxifying. You know, you'll hear almost universally that when you ever go to any naturopath, what you're going to find is that you have to do a detox of some kind. You have to do a colon cleanse. You have to do a kidney cleanse. You have to do a liver cleanse. But you have to detoxify. And sometimes, you know, there are ways to do that. But what I want people to understand is that by merely the fact that you change to a healthy program and you include healthy foods into your diet, that that's the best naturally form of detoxifying. So you absorb toxic substances from your surroundings, and that can impair your health. And your body will naturally remove these toxins. But you can give it a boost by eating certain types of foods. So the first is sauerkraut, and the fermented cabbage you usually add almost on your hot dogs. Like all fermented foods, it contains probiotics that are good for your gut. And these beneficial bacteria can bind themselves to heavy metals or to pathogenic bacteria, and actually help you to eliminate those substances. As little as 2 or 3 forkfuls of sauerkraut every day will be enough to boost your gut health and the detoxifying that your gut will do. The other thing is adding something as simple as psyllium hulls mixed with diatomaceous earth. And a teaspoon of psyllium hulls, maybe a rounded teaspoon, and a level teaspoon of diatomaceous earth. That will constantly keep, and again, when you're eating these fermented foods like sauerkraut, kimchi, or any of the fermented foods, kombucha, or probiotic pills, or any of those, they're going to help you automatically detoxify on a daily basis. So by keeping the bowels clean. Now, the other thing is eating organic fruits and vegetables and superfoods. And the superfoods are the sulfur-bearing foods. Foods like broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower and kale, or any of the cruciferous vegetables, they are continually helping to detoxify the body. And these vegetables have sulfur in them, and other compounds that can improve the detoxification phases of the liver. So the first phase removes alcohol and caffeine and pesticides and certain saturated fats, and other noxious substances found in food. The second panel is the more toxic stuff, like chemicals and drugs and pharmaceutical. So the best way is, you know, eat lightly cooked or steamed cruciferous vegetables. They have a lot of fiber, so eating these vegetables with high fiber, steaming will help them be easier to digest. Garlic and onions also contain a lot of sulfur and a compound called allicin. The active ingredient responsible for the health benefits of garlic is allicin. So chlorella and spirulina are natural chelators, and they, along with the probiotics, remove these heavy metals from the gut, and chlorella binds toxins and carries them out of the body. Lemonade, fresh lemon juice, is a familiar and expected part of the list. Citric acid in the fruit can encourage the stomach to produce more acid, making it easier to digest food and destroy these toxins. Also, of course, the vitamin C is a great antioxidant. Lemon and lemon juice is very easy. Having a glass of hot lemonade in the morning is a very easy way to stimulate the detoxifying. Then the herbs like spices like turmeric and cloves and cinnamon and bay leaves and oregano, all of these can really help promote long life and health by being used as detoxifying agents. So the spice turmeric has been used in Ayurvedic medicine. It really helps to lower inflammation caused by a lot of these toxins. So then there's all your numerous seeds and nuts that contain omega-3 fatty acids and nutrients that strengthen the liver and maintain the health of the body. Nuts have high amounts of vitamin E, both the tocopherols and tocotrienols, and they can help shield you from oxidative stress. So it's almonds and Brazil nuts and pecans and pineapples and pistachios and walnuts. And eating foods like wild salmon, high in omega-3 fatty acids, along with these other same fatty acids in the seeds and the nuts. Always pick the wild salmon over the farm fish. So these are all natural detoxifiers, and you don't have to go out of your way to detoxify the body. You can just do that automatically by eating a healthy diet. Very, very good to do that on a continual basis. And that doesn't mean that you can't have your pizza once in a while, or you want to go have a hamburger or whatever once in a while. That's up to you. But if you want to eat something, make sure your beef is grass-fed and make sure your chicken is hormone-free. And don't forget, you need fats, and fats can really help produce the proper hormones. So avocados and the fats in these seeds and nuts, and also olives, both green and black. And so these are the things that you can use to detoxify on a regular basis. Another question?
David wants to know, what about Jim Humble's MMS treatments?
Jim Humble's MMS treatment uses a compound called sodium chlorite. Now, I know that it can work. It was also called dioxychlor that came from American Biologics. Basically, I don't use that compound because it's a chlorine-based compound. And when it finally breaks down and releases the oxygen, you still get a chlorine molecule that is released. So I don't use the MMS because it will make you sick, feel nauseous, and sometimes vomiting when you go up to the higher doses. I would use the food-grade hydrogen peroxide before I use the MMS compound. MMS is miracle mineral solution, and again, it's sodium chlorite. And you can take a drop, put it between your first finger and your thumb, and then move it around, and then smell it, and you'll smell the chlorine that comes out of that. So again, I don't like to use sodium chlorite. Hydrogen peroxide, food grade, is one of the best things if you have cancer and autoimmune disease, but you would start by only doing maybe the first dose, only three drops. And you might do that 1 to 3 times a day. Now, if you get a little nauseous, and you do that in an 8-ounce glass of water, and if you get a little nauseous, you stay at that dose or drop back to 2 drops 3 times a day. But if you can take that and you don't get nauseous and your stomach does well, after 2 or 3 days, you can add another drop. So then you're back to the three drops 3 times a day. After 2, 3, 4 days, you can go to 4 drops 3 times a day. And you can build up to as high, and I would never go higher than this, and that's 25 drops 3 times a day put into distilled water. That can make you feel nauseous and queasy. But that, then you're getting oxygen that's released, but the other molecule is hydrogen. And so H2O2 breaks down to H2O and O1, and you're using the singlet oxygen to help detoxify the body. MMS also gives you a singlet oxygen, but it releases the chlorine, where a hydrogen peroxide gives you the singlet oxygen, but releases hydrogen. Definitely the way to go. But that was a good question. I get a lot of questions about that compound, MMS. There's articles constantly on what's in tap water and shower water. And this new article that just came out was 6 reasons why you should never drink water directly from the tap. So we want to be careful about that, whether it's anywhere in the country. A lot of places, the sewage water is now being recycled into tap water. Now, depending upon the way they're recycling and cleaning the water, but tap water is filled to the brim with dangerous contaminants that have no business being anywhere near your body. Every time you turn on the tap and fill your glass, you risk drinking any of thousands of chemicals that can be into the water. And as an example, there was a California State Water Resources Control Board. They allow treated recycled water to be added to reservoirs, and that's in the California Municipal Drinking Water. Now, that water that's processed from sewage water usually is pretty clean, but the rest of the water coming out, where they add huge amounts of chlorine, that can actually really harm you, because it depletes the iodine out of your body. Another common chemical that's in the water is fluoride. And oftentimes they add fluoride, which is totally unnecessary, and it does more damage than you think. Fluoride can harm the tooth and causing fluorosis, and it negatively impacts your thyroid. It reduces the amount of iodine in the body. It can calcify the pineal gland. It weakens your bones. So the dose is not controlled, and it's known to accumulate in the body, interfering with digestion, hormones, and the neurotransmitters in the brain. So we want to get rid of fluoride. We want to get rid of chlorine. Another compound that's in the water is arsenic, and this is a naturally occurring element that can seep into groundwater and water wells, which is usually how you become exposed to it. On top of it being extremely carcinogenic, arsenic has been shown to raise the chances of developing cardiovascular diseases, diabetes, and also cognitive disorders in young children. A lot of heavy metals are in your water, and that can come from the pipes, because pipes contain heavy metals that make their way into our water whenever it passes through them. Lead is the most well-known of these heavy metals, and has been connected to neurological and developmental disorders in young children. Other heavy metals, like cadmium and even metals like aluminum, can damage your nerves, kidneys, and brain. The next one is hexavalent chromium. That's a particular type of chromium that can be very carcinogenic. And then the sixth one is so many different pharmaceutical drugs. Far from being flushed down the toilet, and they are being passed through the body waste, and then there's they get into the water supply and even into the rivers and into the shallow waters of the ocean. And it's changing the amphibians, it's changing fish, their hormones are being disrupted. Also, you're finding now painkillers and antidepressants and blood thinners and antibiotics and hormones. And these are just some of them, but this list is really high, so you have to be careful. But all of these. So it's another reason not to be drinking tap water. We have a Kangen water filter that gives us high alkaline water where you can adjust the pH. I suggest people drinking between 7 pH and 9 pH, especially when it comes in that alkaline water machine, because you're getting the high amounts of hydrogen gas and negative ion. So it's very, very good for that. Next article I want to talk about is, you know, we very much use essential oils, and we think doTERRA is the best essential oil company on the market. Anyway, there's been some studies on essential oils, and there's they came up with an article on the best essential oils for your hair. And essential oils are versatile natural remedies that have been used for numerous purposes. And one of the many benefits of essential oils is the ability to enhance hair health. And some of the best essential oils to keep your hair looking healthy. The first one is bergamot oil, and that's derived from the interior cells of the white part of the inside of the orange. It's a type of orange, and it contains antimicrobial properties that are very healthy for the scalp. And the oil also reduces inflammation, so it can speed up healing wounds of the scalp. And this also promotes hair growth and a healthy scalp. Jojoba oil, that's an oil, not a essential oil, but jojoba oil is derived from the seeds of the jujube. Isn't that cool? That's called the jujube plant. And the application of jojoba oil on the hair has been used to speed hair growth, adding to studies. It has even been shown to help regrowth of hair. And the last two are peppermint oil. According to some studies, peppermint essential oil is even more effective for hair loss treatment than store-bought hair loss treatments. And the last one is Lang Lang oil. It's an essential oil that can protect the hair from the harmful effects of the sun and ocean water. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We are back, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. I see a question real quickly from Charity, and she wants to know, what do you recommend for iron deficiency anemia? And boy, that is a good one, because let me tell you, that is almost a rampant disease going on, anemias of all forms. Iron deficiency anemia can be corrected by taking an iron supplement. The problem is, most of the iron supplements that you take can be a ferrous sulfate form, and we don't use that. I think it's detrimental to the stomach and can cause stomach pains, black stool, and constipation. One of the best ways to get increase your iron is with the food, a root vegetable called beets. And beets improve nitric oxides in the blood vessels, so they help reduce high blood pressure. They increase the amount of oxygen that you uptake, but they're very high in natural irons. Also, prunes. Prunes are one of the substances that are the highest form of iron that's available. And prunes are rated one of the best antioxidants in the world. Now, the best way to eat the prunes is to make sure that the prunes have been rehydrated. And the way you do that is put four or five prunes in a little saucepan, add some good water to it, and then let it soak for about 4 hours. And then you can drink the juice and eat those prunes. The second thing it'll do is not just give you iron, but the second thing, it'll make you have great poops. And again, that's one of the things that you want to watch. A good 2 to 3 bowel movements per day. If you're not having that many, then add more fiber and beet fiber. Beets and prunes are some of the best fibers you can use. Also, probiotics will really help, and the psyllium and diatomaceous earth. So you want those bowels to go. Very well. Probiotics will help the body to absorb more nutrients, so that's very good. And then I talked before about spirulina and chlorella, also very high in iron and very good to use to help reduce anemia. So I think that question was answered pretty well. Otherwise, you can take a chelated iron pill if it has to go up quickly. And as long as it's chelated iron, you're going to have less harmful side effects in the stomach. And this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio, and we'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we are back, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio, the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. And please help us out if you're living in town. Please check out our brick-and-mortar store. It's what allows us to continue to do shows like this and keep us on the radio. Please shop there. We have the best herbs and vitamins that we think are on the market. It's the best apothecary in town. You can come by the store, Health Naturally. You can call 915-833-0222, and you can get all kinds of information. What we do is, how do you enhance health, not avoid symptoms? So whether someone's coming in for an autoimmune disease or a cancer or whatever, it doesn't matter. What we're doing is enhancing your health using the different body systems and enhancing the health of those and the metabolism of those body systems. So when we use vitamins and minerals and herbs and essential oils, all of those are to help the body's natural ability to detoxify itself, to heal itself, to rebuild itself. And again, we don't have to deal with the intricacies of specific diseases. Because by getting healthy, your body knows what to do. It has an innate intelligence. It uses that intelligence to bring about healing in the body.
I have a question, but I always listen anyway. But today I wanted to ask about a person I know was told she might have carpal tunnel.
Well, carpal tunnel syndrome is a deterioration of the nerves that feed your fingers. Oftentimes in naturopathy, when carpal tunnel is on both hands simultaneously, we would often look to the thyroid, that something's happening in the thyroid. When it's either way, there's some kind of condition that's affecting the nerves. Now, it can be a mechanical condition where in the carpal bones in your wrist, they're pressing on a nerve, or it can come from the elbow, the ulnar nerve that's being squeezed, or it can come from the shoulder up in the deltoid, or actually from the neck, the nerves that come out of your neck. So any of those can be assaulted, any of those nerves can be assaulted. Oftentimes, it's vitamin B6 that is low with carpal tunnel. And there's some things, if you can find a good massage therapist or someone that does deep body work, then basically what we would want to do is they would do a hand session and a wrist session, and also work on the forearms. And that can help take some of the pressure off those nerves. But it can be very bothersome. You get that tingling and numbness in your fingers, and then after a while you can't use your fingers as well, and you'll drop things. So getting on a good nutritional program, using different essential oils that help with inflammation, and almost any essential oil can do that. And you rub the essential oils on directly, and that can help. Also, doTERRA makes a compound called Deep Blue. And that Deep Blue has essential oils, can help with the pain and the neuropathy. And then making sure you get enough essential fatty acids, eating high-grade fats. And that's things like avocados and coconut oil, and eating walnuts and pecans and sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds, and eating olive oil, or eating olives, both the green and the black. olives. So any of the high-grade fats that you want to eat, using flax oil in a salad dressing, a tablespoon a day, a tablespoon of olive oil a day, all of those. CBD oil rubbed into the area can also really help. So essential fatty acids and oils can really make a difference. And just as I was talking about olive oil, I pulled up an article that we have that's on olive oil, talking about it's a key to longevity, and only one tablespoon a day can do wonders for your health. Olive oil can really, it's a high in monounsaturated fat, oleic acid, and it's been found to reduce high blood pressure, which means it can protect you against a stroke. Several studies have shown that people who consume lots of olive oil have lower incidences of stroke. It's also an excellent source of vitamin E, which is a potent antioxidant. It can help with cancer and dementia. There's review of studies that found that people with high intakes of olive oil were 34% less likely to develop any type of cancer, especially breast cancer. So olive oil can improve brain function. And when I look at these studies on olive oil, I think if we pull up the studies on flax oil or coconut oil or the oil from walnuts or any of the eating the raw nuts and seeds, you'll find that all of those are going to produce very similar results. These fatty acids are very important. Basically, olive oil, flax oil, avocados, and all of these oils, you want to go ahead and eat those, and I think you'll do very well. So, anyway, I think that answered the question. Next one.
I can ask some questions.
Yes.
What do you do for fibroids?
Uterine fibroids, breast fibroids, ovarian fibroids. One of the things that naturopathy recognizes that you don't get in traditional medicine is that cysts and fibroids are almost universally a condition that has to do with low iodine and hypofunction or low functioning of the thyroid gland. And we found in naturopathy in our textbooks, it'll tell you that you cannot get fibroids without low iodine and low thyroid. You cannot get cysts in the body without low thyroid and low iodine. So the first thing we would do for fibroids is correct the thyroid and put you on a high-grade iodine. We use Lugol solution by the drop, and you get a 5% solution, and start with one drop a day, and after about 4 or 5 days, you can add another drop, and every 4, 5, 6 days, you add another drop until you're taking about 4 or 5 drops a day. And you do that for about 6 months to a year. This will help push out the bromine, chlorine, and fluorine. That iodine will be absorbed directly into the skin very quickly, so that discoloration, some people put it on the bottoms of the feet or actually put it in your hands and go like this. If you do it at night after your shower, the color should be gone.
Okay.
First thing, it should be gone.
I don't have to put it in under my tongue.
No, you could put it in water and just take, you know, drink it that way. You can put it on your skin. I like it in a glass of water. Don't put it under your tongue straight. It's yucky. It'll taste metallic and, oh my gosh, you won't like it at all. Use it with water, or you can put it in some juice, and that'll make a big difference. But for the fibroids, yeah, you want that iodine. You also want vitamin D. Vitamin A is also important because it controls RNA and replication in the nucleus of the cells, and it stimulates cell production and how cells divide appropriately. And the iodine will go into those chromosomes and then actually stops mutations in the chromosomes. So that's why the iodine is so important to get into the cells, not just for the thyroid, but into the cells. Also, there's some good herbs that you can use. Uva ursi, also false unicorn is one of the best herbs, especially if you're having fibroids in the uterus or in the ovaries. It'll cause heavy bleeding, and it can cause endometriosis. It can cause clotting with the heavy bleeding. There's a combination that Nature Sunshine makes called CX formula, and that's a corrective formula. and that will stop heavy bleeding very, very quickly. So you can do that. But go ahead and get that stuff bound. Now, for people, again, I'm giving you simple things right over the radio. That will help. And that should really get start getting you on the road to mending. Now, sometimes if those fibroids or cysts are very large and you're in a lot of pain, sometimes it's easier surgically to remove those and then prevent them from coming back. So it just depends. That's where you sit down in a consultation and you decide what to do, and we go over it, and there's different things that you can look at and make a proper decision and informed consent. But I think that will help, and I think that answers your question for fibroids. And again, start with iodine, vitamin D, vitamin A, CX formula. These are things that are going to make a difference right away in your thyroid.
Yeah.
So.
And is that the same for, like, hair that's thinning, or?
Yes, because thyroid, low thyroid actually causes that thinning hair, especially in women, and we want that. It's very common. You can check your body temperature first thing in the morning when you wake up. Check your temperature. It should be about 97.8 or higher. Check it again during the day. It should be about 98.4 or higher. When it's lower than that, it means you could be low in iodine and thyroid.
Let's see.
Thank you very much for your questions. I really appreciate it. There's very few blood tests. There was a question online about what the proper iodine tests are. I have to look up a little bit because there's really very few tests that they do on iodine. You have to find out, is iodine on a cellular basis, not just in the thyroid. Another question online was, is polynicotinate the same as chromium polynicol? Tinate. Yes, they just spelled it wrong because it's all one word, polynicotinate. And again, do not take the chromium picolinate. It does cause chromosome damage. Okay?
Is there a decent commercial vibration machine available for home use? I've only found one called ZAZZ on a website.
Oh, God, there must be a dozen companies that do whole body vibration. You want to get one of the more expensive ones. A T-zone as an example, because you want to be able to stand up and hold on. So they should have some bars, and then you want to regulate the frequency. So there's different ones that have different kinds of frequencies. There's one called the Power Plate, and that's one of the best on the market. They make commercial ones, and they make home model ones. But you can go online and Google and just type in whole body vibration, and you'll come up with a dozen different ones. And it's all going to be based on how much you want to spend. Like the Power Plate, the high commercial ones, getting close to $10,000. But you can get them for $1,200, $1,500, even $2,000. I think the ones for $200, $300 or $500, I think those are very low grade. One, they're not going to last very long. And two, I don't think they're going to really be as beneficial. But you can, it really does, the whole body vibration improves circulation, and it helps to rebuild tissue, rebuild bones and connective tissue, and it can help with vasculitis and cellulitis and any kind of neuropathy in the feet. It's a very great technique, especially for osteoporosis.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Just before we leave, there was one more article that was on essential oils, and that it can treat antibiotic-resistant bacteria, and that was mint. They tested the Mexican mint, but I think any mint essential oil, peppermint, spearmint, the research has shown that the essential oils of mint can potentially be used as an alternative treatment for antibiotic-resistant strains of bacteria. And this was published in the British Medical Journal Complementary and Alternative Medicine. So they were using mint essential oils. It talks about how they got the testing. They use mass spectrometers and gas chromatography to make sure that the essential oil was pure. They use steam distillation, getting the essential oil, and they tested it against antibiotic-resistant bacteria. So that's an oil that smells really well. You can put it on your hands, put it beneath your nose. All of those mints, peppermint, spearmint. Again, the one that was tested was the Mexican mint. Any of these mints will do. So again, take advantage of the natural things that exist. Thank you all for joining us. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph from Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be back next week. Thank you. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs. Be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.